Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh and there's Chuck and we're doing it by ourselves, doing it in the park, doing it after dark. It's Short Stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? This was a little treat for me because this is one of the old How Stuff Works articles written by Debbie Ronka, my good friend.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that. When I picked that, I was like, Chuck's going to love this.
Yeah, that was a time when we were writing there where I ended up getting quite a few of my friends' freelance jobs, and Debbie was one of them, and we just saw Deb at our show in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Debbie.
So it was good to catch up with her.
Yeah, and she did a great job with this because it's not easy to talk about superstitions and keep your wits about you. You can get so scared that you are just going to get off track. You might stop writing altogether, but she plowed through came up with a great article from How Stuff Works about why it's bad luck to spill salt. Because everybody knows it's bad luck to spill salt, but why? And then on top of that, have you ever noticed some people throw salt over their left shoulder when they spill it? I do. Why would we do that too?
Here's the thing. I know that superstitions can be regional, and I'm not saying people in the South don't do this, but I've never seen anyone do this. I know it's a thing. I've heard of it, but I never did it. Maybe I've never spilled salt. I don't know, but I've never known people who did it. So it just wasn't a popular thing for me as like growing up or now.
Throwing it over your shoulder?
Yeah, I've never seen anyone do this stuff.
So, yeah, I do it every time. But it's possible, though, I want to establish, you've known forever that spilling salt is bad luck at least, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've heard about it and like seen it in movies, but it wasn't like a superstition that was prominent for me for some reason.
Okay, but you had heard of it. Like, this isn't like news to you.
No. It wasn't news. I was just like, who does this? And why is everyone spilling salt?
So, yeah, the thing about spilling salt and it being a superstition is it seems to be a really, really old superstition that's been passed down through millennia, essentially, and is still around today, which is kind of funny because I don't actually consider myself superstitious, but yet I still throw salt over my left shoulder every time I spill it, and I spill a lot of salt.
What does spilling salt mean? Like you reach for the shaker and you tip it over by accident?
I do it anytime the salt touches the counter or anything aside from the salt box that I use.
So like if you're shaking a little salt on food and some like jumps off onto the counter, that's considered spilling it?
No, I don't actually know that you mentioned that. This is more, I'll grab a pinch out of the salt box and be salting stuff. And if that gets messy, then yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like if I see it and notice it, then I will throw it over my shoulder.
All right. I love it. I mean, I'm certainly not – I mean, I'm the weirdo that steps on a crack with their left foot and then has to step on a crack with their right foot.
Right. So there's one thing we need to dispense with right out of the gate because it's a well-known fact that the word salary is derived from salt, sal dare, which means give salt in, I think, Latin. Mm-hmm. And that is how Roman soldiers used to be paid. That is not entirely correct, but it doesn't seem to be fully a myth. Either Roman soldiers were partially paid in salt, like they got a salt ration every day, or part of their money, their pay, the actual coinage they were given, was given to them to buy salt, in part to buy salt.
Now, we did a great episode on salt. I'm sure we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what we said then?
I think we said it was maybe even a myth altogether. Oh, okay. I'm not sure, but
yeah, I don't
remember. It's ambiguous enough that you can't say it's fully a myth or it's fully true.
Right. But the idea then in terms of this episode is because salt was valuable, that could be one of the reasons or one of the origins of it being bad luck because you've just essentially spilled some money.
It's yeah, exactly. That's the likeliest and widest held explanation for why spilling salt would be considered bad luck.
All right, what else?
You can kind of fast forward a few years to Leonardo da Vinci's painting of The Last Supper. I think that was in the 16th century that he did that. And if you look very closely, one Judas Iscariot has spilled the salt.
I didn't ever notice that.
I didn't either. But I haven't seen it that many times.
I haven't either, now that I think about it. But it was, you know, I grew up in the church, so it was a prominent painting.
But if you mentioned Judas and salt in the same breath, they probably would have been like, yeah, Judas is terrible with salt, and that's why he was such a terrible person.
All right. Fair enough. That could be another, you know, religious connotation for the bad luck.
Well, also, though, I thought this was pretty interesting. In Christianity, it's also seen as a symbol of holiness and purity, which is not just symbolic. It actually does keep food pure. It's one of the things that salt's always been used for, is preservation. So I thought that was a pretty interesting extension or expansion or extrapolation.
Yeah, agreed. Shall we take a break?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll talk about maybe some more background and why we throw it over our left shoulder right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Hey there, are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals. But you can drink water as clean as nature intended.
Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain, everybody. This rain is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants commonly found in groundwater.
Yep, Richard's Rainwater is naturally pure with no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing.
And you can enjoy the clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And we even have a special offer, don't we, Josh?
Yeah, text STUFF to 2512928887, and you'll get $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Sip the sky. Okay, Chuck, so there's been a lot of different myths about salt that has spread out, which kind of makes sense because salt's been traded all over the world for a while, and it's been valuable, or it was valuable for a very long time. For example, in Slavic mythology, there's a well-trod story about a father who has three daughters, and he asks them how much they love him. And the first one says, "I love you as much as diamonds." Mm-hmm. Second one says, "I love you as much as gold." Mm-hmm. And the third one says, "I love you as much as salt." And he says, "Be gone."
Yeah, get out.
And she's like, "Why? Just stop and think about what I said, Dad." And he said, "I said, be gone." And she's be gone.
Yeah, she goned herself. And it was only till later, when he's eating something that's not salted, mm-hmm. that he puts down his fork, the music cue, the needle drop happens, and a lone tear trickles down his face, and he goes, "Oh my God, she's the one who loved me the most, because this food is garbage."
There's an alternate ending too, where the tear strikes the bite of food he has midair, salts it, and he forgets what he was even upset about.
Oh, look, I just actually looked up the Judas thing, and there it is. There's a little thing of salt spilled over right there at his wrist.
Did you think Debbie Ronca made that up?
No, but I just never noticed it. That would have been so funny. I text Debbie, and she's like, "Hey, did you like that? I totally made that up."
That was an Easter egg.
There are African folk tales, apparently, where salt is a metaphor for wisdom, or life trials, things like that. So if you would spill it, then it could be viewed as like a misfortune or ignorance for the protagonist.
Also in Japan, I can tell you firsthand, in Japanese culture, salt is considered protective.
Oh, okay.
Especially against bad luck or evil spirits or whatever. And I was first introduced to this when one day Yumi had visited her family, and later on she opened up her glove compartment and found that there was a prescription bottle filled with salt that her mom had put in her glove compartment to drive around with without telling her.
For just good luck?
Yeah, to keep her protected while she's out driving. And that's sweet.
That's great. Yeah. Or if she happened to have some french fries that were a little bland.
That's right.
So now we're at the point where we can talk a little bit about how to ward it off, because usually when there's any sort of a bad luck omen, there's also an antidote of sorts where you can combat that bad luck. And in this case, it is usually a toss over the left shoulder. And the reasons behind that seem to be linked to the fact that supposedly in many, many cultures, the devil sits over there on behind your left shoulder, waiting for sort of an invitation. And this salt, spilling the salt, could be that invitation. And then quickly throwing it over your left shoulder, the devil's like, that stings. That stings.
Yeah. Or if he's small enough, it really desiccates him.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like a slug.
Right. So, yeah, that's why you use your left, because sinister is Latin for left originally, but it came to mean sinister. And so that's why your left in particular, why the devil's on your left shoulder, not just in other cultures, but in cartoons throughout the world.
Yeah, I never noticed left or right, but I mean, every cartoon had like the little angel and the little devil, and I'm sure that they probably put him on the left.
Yes, and the brilliance of the Flintstones was that they combined both into one great Gazoo.
Oh, God, I love Gazoo.
You dum-dum.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was.
So, good stuff.
So I guess that's it, huh? Oh, wait, there's one more thing about throwing salt over your shoulder, especially if you're a superstitious type. What it does is it relieves you of a little bit of the anxiety that you might otherwise have walking around that day, knowing that you spilled the salt and wondering what bad thing's going to happen. That just small act of throwing salt over your left shoulder allows you to just get over it and move on with your day. And that over time, that seeing that that actually helps, that there is some benefit to doing that, just kind of created a positive feedback loop where more people started throwing salt over their shoulder. This is all conjecture, but it makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
Love it.
I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to spill some salt and throw it over my shoulder.
Do not purposefully spill salt. That is really bad luck.
All right. Well, I'll just notice it then.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that means everybody, that Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.